Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am today's American Woman National Elegant Mrs. 2015. I'm going to discuss being the clay and allowing the Lord to be the potter. While it's difficult to become the clay to be molded, once one submits, Christ is able to do awesome things with one's life. To find out more about today's American Woman, please go to www.todaysamericanwoman.com. First of all, there's a song that comes to life whenever I think about the Lord being the potter. It goes like, Lord, you are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, have thine own way. Lord, I need your spirit. Lord, I need your grace. Help me to run the Christian race. The chorus goes, you are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, have thine own way. Potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, have thine own way. Second verse, Lord, I give my life, I give my all to you, to be a willing vessel to use me through and through. Lord, I need your spirit. Lord, I need your grace. Help me to run this Christian race. Have thine own way, have thine own way in me. Have thine own way, have your way in me. It's like whenever you're listening to it. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. Have thine own way. You are the potter. I am the clay. Whenever I think about that, I think about the fact that without God, I am nothing. I can choose. Everybody has free will in Christ. Christ gives everybody the free choice. What one chooses to do with one's life is up to them. But you can choose to either go ahead and say, okay, I'm going to do whatever I want to do and how I want to do it. Or you can choose to say, God, I can't do this alone. There's no way that I am able to do what I feel I can do. Let's pray. Usually I don't pray in these segments, but let's go ahead and say a prayer. I feel like many need this prayer today. Dear Heavenly Father, as I speak, let me have the words to say. Let me have the heart to be able to do this, Lord. Many of us need you today. All of us need you. Lord, we need to be molded. We need to be shaped. We need to be, well, you know, our hearts. So many times we have tried to do this alone. And so many times we have fallen. Father, this segment today is totally dedicated to you. There's no other that we can do, nothing more that we can do, Lord, without you. If we have any sins upon our heart, please take them away from us. If we need to accept you today, either dedicate our lives or rededicate our lives. Lord, I dedicate my life to you and help my listeners to dedicate their lives to you, Lord. Father Jesus, without you, we are nothing. We have the ability to move mountains because of you. We can't move them by ourselves, Lord. Take us, use us, mold us like clay, like the potter's hand molds the clay. Lord, thank you for everything that you're doing for us. Thank you for hearing our spoken and unspoken words. Thank you for hearing our prayers, of both our spoken and unspoken. Lord, we're different faiths. Some are Catholic, some are Protestant, but it doesn't matter in you. We're family. We're family together, Lord. Lord, as I look at these scriptures with my listeners, please mold me, make me into what you have me be. Amen. Okay, let's look at Isaiah 64:8. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Let's look at the context around this. As you know by now, we look at the context around at least the first scripture. Starting with Isaiah 64:7. There is no one who calls on your name, who arouses himself to take hold of you. For you haven't hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the power of our iniquities. But now, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter, and all of us are the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Behold, look now, all of us are your people. We can go into John 8:41. You're doing the works of your own father. We are not illegitimate children, they protested. The only father we have is God himself. We have no other God for him. We do not have another God that can mold us, shape us. Satan is a deceiver. He will make us think that things are good. He'll make us think that we can do things on our own. He'll make us think that whatever we try to do is up to us. There's so many things going on in this world right now. Some of them I won't even discuss because God himself discussed them. And people don't want to listen because they are deceived. There are so many people out here that want to say, okay, we don't have to go to church. We don't have to become anything else that we don't want. It's all in our power. Let us do what we want to do. But people, I'm here to tell you, I have tried for many years to do things on my own. I have tried to go without Mass. I have tried to go without the Eucharist. Tried to be what I'm not. Back in 1991, I was going to the Disciples of Christ Church. Back in 1990-1991, I was a deaconess, junior deaconess of my church. I would get together and I'd be able to serve the communion. Back then I was Protestant. I wanted to rebel against God. Before that time, I was already wanting to look at becoming Catholic. But my parents had moved to Fort Worth. That's when I started my own desires of doing whatever I wanted to do. I chose to go off, and my sister had got pregnant. She was about to have my nephew. I love my nephew dearly, so what if I say, know that I love my nephew? But I was going through a lot of pain. I was going through a lot of grief. What I thought should happen wasn't happening. I had moved from Tahlequah. There's so many things happening good in Tahlequah. But my father had to move to Fort Worth, and I didn't understand God's will back then. All I knew is that whenever I was younger, I had prayed, God, make me and mold me. Have thy own way. I did that at Bethel Temple Assemblies of God. But at that point of my senior year, I had had it. I didn't want to live. I didn't want to do anything. I lost it to do what I wanted to do. I could have used my senior year for the betterment. I had Mama Sawyer. She was a speech and drama teacher. And she was so amazing. She was Christ-filled. But instead of using it for what God wanted, I was rebelling. I went on into college. My sister had the baby at the last part in January of my senior year. Proud aunt. But then whenever it came to studying in college, I was trying to keep up with my grades and help my sister too. I had a 1.49 my first college semester because I had gotten to the Boston Movement. I was out for myself. I didn't care what nobody else said. Christ was still molding me, but he was having difficulty. I continued through college, still was fighting God. I still wanted my own way. I continued on. I wanted what I wanted when I wanted it. Yeah, I became Catholic in 1992 at St. Mary Gretti's, but I still wanted what I wanted. I went to Tarleton, Stephenville. God even tried to show me there through many, many people, the priest there, the Church of Christ minister. But I still wanted what I wanted. I was breaking down, and I graduated. Thank God he allowed me to graduate with a BA in history. And I went to chef school. I went nowhere. God was trying to show me that I needed to be a teacher of some type. But no, I wanted what I wanted. I wanted to be a vet. I wanted to do something else. But God kept holding me in his hand saying, Elizabeth, come back to me. Come back to me. Well, my dad ended up getting me to go to first grade without being registered. So certified. Teaching first grade without being certified, that was a mistake. Because I didn't really want to be there. So I had to say, I didn't want to be there. And so I wanted to fight God. And when I was fighting God, God kept calling me back, going, Elizabeth, what are you doing? What are you doing, Elizabeth? And I kept doing my own thing. I went off. And God kept calling me back. I got married. My husband. And I love my husband dearly. But I still wanted what I wanted. Nobody could tell me anything. I continued on with my life. I just let it go. I decided, okay, I can't do this. I'm on my own. I'm going to go get my BBA, Bachelor's of Business Administration. I had a very high GPA in that. I knew I was good at business. And the church people knew, but my godparents knew something was not right with me. We went off to become, my husband and I wanted to become Franciscans. If you're not following Christ, he definitely don't belong in something like the Franciscans. I was missing mass here and there, and I didn't care. I joined Integrity Beauty. I'm still doing what I want to do. I didn't do what Christ wanted. Eventually, that came to a smashing flop for me. And this past year, I finally said, God, what am I doing wrong? Put me into a classroom, which I went willingly. I was kind of scared because I never thought about teaching at the higher level. Eventually, I knew I was going to, but I didn't really know. And being an ESL teacher, and I said, okay, God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. My students were great ministers, whether they know it or not. I think that I got a lot out of them as they got out of me. I continued to look at what I needed to do for my life. And I was never going to run again for another pageant. But God led me to Today's American Woman. Why I went that way, I have no idea, but now I do. The girls are so godly in Today's American Woman. Things that I never dreamt would happen have happened. Closer and closer to God. I'm allowing Him to mold me and make me. I surrendered my life to God. I feel like I'm walking my Catholic faith better now. I'm able to go to Mass. I don't want to miss Mass now. The life that God has given me is so much deeper. I have found what God wants me. He's molding me, making me. He's having His way with me. It's becoming more Christ-centered. Let's look at Romans 9:20. But who are you, a human being, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to you, the one who formed it, why did you make me like this? That's what I was doing for many years. I was talking back to God. I was saying, God, this is what I want. And God said, that's not what I want. That's not the kind of peace I'm making here. You are who I want you to be. You're special. You're unique. It cannot speak back to God and expect God to do miracles in your life. He will do miracles. God can do anything He wants to do with you. But you have to understand that God is in control. Job 10:3, does it please you to oppress me, to spurn the work of your hands while you smile on the plans of the wicked? The plans of the wicked. Psalm 103, know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Let us go into the flock. So shall we go into the flock of the Lord. He is our potter. We are the clay. Think about having that piece of clay in your hand, molding it and shaping it. That's what God does with us. Isaiah 9:6, to us a child is born, to us a child is given, and the government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. God sent His Son to show us how we should be. Jesus was a servant of His Father. Jesus did what His Father wanted, even up to death on the crucifix. Jesus, at the night of His, before things started happening, before He went to the crucifix, He went to Gethsemane. And He looked at His Father, and He said, Father, please let the cup pass from me, but it's not my will, but your will be done. If God, you feel like God is calling you to do today to do something that's not exactly what you think should happen, but yet at the same time you feel like God is calling you to it, be like Jesus. Father, please let the cup pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done. Allow the cup to come to you if it shall come. I'm planning on a trip to Washington, D.C. It's something that I want to do. I've always wanted to go to Washington, D.C. Whenever I was in high school, I wanted to go. But I'm scared this time. My cup is coming to me. The reason I'm scared is because I'm not going to have my husband with me. Along the travel, the journey, the road, until I get between here and Washington, between where I live and Washington, D.C., I'm going to be alone. Here I have my husband in Washington, D.C. I'm going to be having a friend of mine meet me. But between the time I get on the plane to the time I get off the plane, I'm alone. Around here, I'm alone also. I have the bus that I take every so often. I go get on the bus, and I'm able to go to the zoo, and I do a lot of things. So really, in essence, it's not like I'm going to be doing anything I don't normally do anyhow, except I'm going to be in the air and not on the ground. Scared, because even when if I get in Washington, my husband's not there. The people that know what my needs are aren't there. I have a friend that's going to meet me, and yes, she's going to do her best. But I'm on my own. I can handle it. I know I can. But this is God's trip. It's not my trip. God has blessed me immensely, given me a title to wear this year that I never dreamt possible. Yes, I'm being molded by him as we speak. God is able to do all things. Isaiah 19:25, the Lord Almighty would bless them, saying, blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance. Isaiah 29:16, you turn things upside down as if the potter were thought to be like the clay. Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, you did not make me? Can the pot say to the potter, you know nothing? God wants you to do. You're basically saying, God, you don't know nothing. You don't know why you created me. God knows all things. We don't. We cannot see into the future. We are the pot. He is the potter. We are being molded and made by his handiwork. We can choose. We have free choice and say, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. You can't stop me. But God can stop. God can say, hey, keep fighting. Keep fighting. Fighting. You're going to be the broken pot. I can fix you, but you got to let me have control over you. Isaiah 45:11. This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel and its maker concerning things to come. Do you question me about my children or give me orders about the work of my hands? That's what the Lord says to us is, why do you question him? Why do you question his plan? If this is what he wants, this is what he needs. You have freedom of choice. You don't have to follow his will. But you're fighting your maker. You're fighting who made you. Isaiah 60:21. Then all your people will be righteous, and they will possess the land forever. There is a shirt I have planted, the work of my hands with a display of my splendor. God wants to be proud of you. He is very proud of his work. But at the same time, we're in the garden. The corn cannot say to the carrots, hey, I was meant to be a corn, but now I want to be a carrot. The carrots cannot say to the lettuce, hey, I'm going to be a lettuce now that even though I'm supposed to be a carrot. And whenever the farmer goes out to plant the seeds, he knows what he's expecting to get. The seed cannot change into something it's not. Just as we cannot change and be happy whenever we're supposed to be something and we're not. Jeremiah 18:6, he said, can I not do with you, Israel, as the potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel. God wants to use you, but he can only use you if you submit to his will. Hosea 1:10, yet the Israelites will be like the sand on the seashore, which cannot be measured or counted. And the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, they will be called children of the living God. Malachi 2:10, do we not have one Father? Did not one God create us? Why do we profane the covenant of our ancestors of being unfaithful to one another? We need to be faithful to the Lord. If we're not faithful, then how can we expect to have him help us? We need to be what God has called us to be. It's not easy to always understand everything. For me, it's taken today's American woman to understand this. To understand that he is the Lord, he is the clay. I'm the clay. He's the potter. My life has turned upside down since coming into today's American woman. I used to fight going to Mass. Now I'm going to Mass. Allow yourself to be the clay. Allow yourself to be molded. You're like the diamond in the rough. Allow yourself to be shaped. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us this word. Thank you for today's American Woman. If you want more information, please go to www.todaysamericanwoman.com. Thank you.